It's Wednesday, June 21st, AD 2017. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The communists in China have become so irritated with the proliferation of Christianity that they are now trying to force Christians to confess that they have participated in, quote, an evil cult, unquote, reports China Aid. An armed Russian fighter jet buzzed a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in the Baltic Sea on Monday, coming within 5 feet of the American aircraft, reports Fox News. The incident follows a U.S. Navy jet shootdown of a Syrian jet that was targeting U.S.-aligned fighters. As you will recall from the astounding audio I featured in our June 15th newscast, Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont denounced a Trump nominee named Russell Vought during a Senate hearing for his Christian views. Russell wrote in a blog post that by not worshiping Jesus, Muslims, quote, stand condemned, unquote. Christians were so enraged by Senator Sanders' behavior that 55,600 have signed a Family Research Council petition demanding that he apologize. CNN's Jake Tapper asked Sanders about that exchange on State of the Union this past Sunday.
Are you saying that someone is necessarily hateful and Islamophobic if they believe in their private life and express that in their private life the only path to God is through Jesus Christ?
No, absolutely not. Look, what our Constitution, one of the great parts of our Constitution is to protect freedom of religion. You practice what religion you want, I do, Mr. Vote does, that's what it's about. But at a time when we are dealing with Islamophobia in this country, when you have 1.2 billion people who are Muslims around the world, to have a high-ranking member of the United States government essentially say, oh, Islam is a second-class religion, that seemed to be unacceptable as a government official. In terms of his freedom of religion, he and every other American has the right to hold any point of view they want.
Senator Sanders, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. Either Russell Vought has freedom of religion to believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, or he does not, regardless of whether he holds a position in government. Jesus declared in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Franklin Graham is disturbed by the arrests of hundreds of Iraqi Christians in Detroit, Michigan, by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and urged President Donald Trump to be extremely cautious before deporting them back to Iraq. In his Facebook post last Friday, Graham wrote, quote, I understand a policy of deporting people who are here illegally and have broken the law. I don't know all the details, but I would encourage our president to give great consideration to the threat to lives of Christians in countries like Iraq, unquote. Deported Christian Iraqis would face a virtual death sentence in their homeland, where the Islamic State terror group has been committing genocide. In another surprising development, the Trump administration's Department of Education has issued an internal memo on June 6th explaining that refusal by public schools or teachers to refer to a transgender student by his or her preferred pronoun or name could be grounds for an investigation, reports the Christian Post. Although the Trump administration issued a February memo that effectively rescinded last year's Obama administration's push for access of transgender students to bathrooms, the new memo states that transgender students still have some valid discrimination complaints worthy of investigation. It's a rare day indeed when CNN applauds a pro-life politician, never mind a woman who refused abortion against her doctor's advice. But that's exactly what just happened, reports Life News. On Saturday, CNN aired the story of Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, Republican from Washington, who refused to abort her little girl Abigail, who had Potter's syndrome, a usually fatal diagnosis that meant their daughter had no kidneys. Butler remembered the doctor saying, quote, there's nothing that can be done. Your baby's gonna die, unquote, concerned her lungs were not able to develop. Thankfully, the Congresswoman rejected her doctor's counsel to abort, and she convinced a doctor at Johns Hopkins to inject saline solution as a substitute for the amniotic fluid. Her husband recalled, quote, immediately, when that fluid was introduced, her chest heaved and she began to breathe that fluid in, unquote. Providentially, Abigail's chest opened, her lungs grew, and her clubbed feet corrected. Since then, Abigail's father has donated one of his kidneys to her. Psalm 86:12 says, I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever. Forrest and Lori Miller in Coarse Gold, California, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, your daily broadcast has been a real blessing to us and our children, Maddie, Kaylee, and Marina. I think we've been listening to it from the beginning. We appreciate the work that goes into squeezing so much into 5 minutes. We thank the Lord for you and the team and your labor of love. We rarely miss a morning, and when we have guests, we love to share it with them and discuss it when we can. We appreciate the transcript with its links and have thought about reading it and trying to impersonate you. We value the biblical worldview and the verses, calling sin what it is, and the special reports. We also appreciate it when you mix in a little good or lighter news now and then at the end, since most of it is so sobering. Most every week we pray through the worldview stories. The stories of Christians have been an encouragement and challenge to our faith in Jesus. We usually listen to it during breakfast as a family and have prayed and taken action, like making calls or sending emails when encouraged to do so. We appreciate the personal touch you inject at times and feel like we almost know you. Thank you and your team for the time and effort you put into the worldview in 5 minutes. Unquote. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by this Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We're looking for Worldview listeners to pledge $50 or $25 per month for a year to hit the $20,000 goal. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, choose $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. As of yesterday morning, our total was $15,570. We are thrilled that 6 new Worldview listeners got off the sidelines and decided to help us. Special thanks to Sarah, David, and Kim, who each pledged $25 per month, to Aaron and Jim, who each pledged $20 per month, and to Jennifer, who pledged $15 per month. Their generosity brings our new total to $17,130, which means we only need to find 3 final $50 per month donors and 5 final $25 per month donors. Will you be one of those 8 people to bring us across the finish line? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.